Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, come on, get it started, come on, get it started, get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we moving.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get started, get started.
Time, y'all can't stand still, just and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D, up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick, your mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on,
get started,
come on,
get started,
get started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
You. Thank you so much, Cal. You're listening to the Maggie Don Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hopefully we get Maggie jumping back in here in just a moment. Obviously, we had a couple of really great advocates just a few minutes ago talking about reproductive rights. They're going to be rallying through in Madison later today. And Cal, I guess you and I are going to just chit chat for a little bit until we get Maggie back in here. She had to step out for just a few moments. Sometimes the technical part of things doesn't work very well. And we understand that. And we do have a great rest of the show for you today, because Maggie is going to take a deep dive into some more of the reproductive rights conversation. And she's going to also talk a little bit about some of the court cases that have been going on over the course of the last couple of days in the Donald Trump administration. So hopefully she can jump in here in just a few moments, and she can go ahead and fill in some of those gaps for us. In the meantime, Cal, what should we talk about while we wait for Maggie's technical issues to come back to life on us? Anything in particular that you would like to hit on here today as we're waiting?
Yeah, you know, I don't have anything too particular. But, you know, speaking of the reproductive health conversation, I know Jane and Greg had Dr. Lyerly and a lady by the name of Laurel Marcinkus, who has a similar story to Sarah that we heard from last segment. And
it's just
a frightening situation that that's a reality for many women in the country today.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, this is a conversation that's becoming all too common for a lot of women across the country. There we go. The technical end is working. Oh, we're so glad that you're back, because Cal and I don't want to have to try these cases and do the lawyer thing here today.
Well, my thanks to Calvin and Jamie. Get it. Hanging in there with me as we solve some of these technical glitches. There must be something weird going on in the Matrix today, I have to say. But there are so many important things for us to talk about. And I do have to say, some of the news that I wanted to address this afternoon continues to break almost like in it, as the minutes are ticking by. Folks, again, our big thanks to Amanda and Minnie for joining us for the first half hour. So powerful to talk with both of them. And thanks for sticking around. Of course, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, helped out by my senior producer, Jamie, and Kelvin on the board this afternoon. But here is the meat of the thing that I wanted to get into and to talk with all of you about. Over the last, I'm going to just say, like 24 hours, I think the fig leaf that the Trump administration had been using to explain, at least try to explain away its open flouting of a federal court's orders has become plain, and I believe nearly indisputable. So I know my colleague Todd Albo was talking about this during his show, but what we're addressing here is a Trump, the Trump administration using an executive order on Friday to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, and then proceeding over the weekend to deport approximately, by the reporting that I've seen, approximately 200, maybe a little over 200 men that the administration has claimed were members of the Tren de Aragua gang, and sending them first to El Salvador and eventually on to first through Honduras and eventually on to El Salvador. By the way, that was a money-making deal entered into between the president of El Salvador and Donald Trump. Apparently, we're going to pay El Salvador to hold these men. I want to actually start with what has been going on today, and update this discussion. At the core of the debate, the tension, the disobeyance of a court order that is going on is really two questions. One, the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act in and of itself. Can they do that to deport people, even people they think are extremely violent, terrible people? Can you use the Alien Enemies Act to do that? That's legal question one. Legal question two is, did the Trump administration knowingly and with intention disobey a court order? Today, for various reasons, I'm going to tell you that I believe that that is 100% true, and that as a result, we have now, in these days, since basically Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, from Saturday afternoon until this point in time, what we have witnessed is a coup. A quiet coup, a coup without a single gunshot being fired. But I want to make no mistake, I do believe that what we are now seeing is a coup. This is Donald Trump trying to not execute and administer and use the powers lawfully granted to any president under our Constitution. No, it is a coup where Donald Trump is trying to instill himself, not as an elected president, empowered and, yes, limited by the Constitution. No, this is Donald Trump establishing himself as no less than a dictator. Here is what is critical. Today in filings, in the court case that is going on, where Donald Trump's invocation and use of the Alien Enemies Act is being challenged. A judge ordered the deportation of these 200 men to be stopped, saying in the court hearing on Saturday, if the planes are in the air, turn them around. That has not happened. Three airplanes, count them, one, two, three, and I'm going to go through the timeline in great detail. Three airplanes in direct violation of this court's order took off from the United States and have subsequently landed in El Salvador after a brief stopover in Honduras. Here are the things that today the Trump administration has admitted in filings in this court case. Today, the Trump administration acknowledged that many of these people deported, these alleged gang members, did not have any criminal records. Again, I'm going to repeat that. The Trump administration today admitting that many of the people deported, and again, the use of the term many of the people deported, I would say in clear contravention, in clear flouting of the judge's authority, did not have criminal records. Secondly, in court today, the Trump administration is arguing to the judge overseeing this case, this is Judge Boasberg, has argued to the judge in that case that the judge, and yes, the very constitutional fabric that we all, I think in good faith, want to preserve and uphold, that the judicial branch has no authority to review the orders issued by the President of the United States because, and I'm quoting here, the presidential actions are not subject to judicial review, end quote. I want us all to take a pause and consider. The presidential actions are not subject to judicial review. If you are a constitutionalist, if you are a conservative, if you are a MAGA supporter, if you are a Trump voter, I would like us all in good faith to confront that statement for what it is. The presidential actions are not subject to judicial review, and therefore the court has no jurisdiction. There is no presidential action, I would offer to you, ladies and gentlemen, that cannot be legitimately challenged in court. The Supreme Court, yes, has declared some presidential immunities, but the idea that you can challenge and say, well, what about this presidential action? Is that actually immune? Is this presidential action actually one of those core executive branch powers? Or is it not? The idea that this administration and lawyers working for this administration, that they're offering us, is that you simply cannot even raise the challenge. My friends, that is not how any democracy works. That is not how any democracy works. This is a coup, plain and simple. Again, these are developments today that have happened. I am going to review the entirety of the timeline, some really important facts that have become clearer based on some absolutely excellent reporting by the New York Times, as well as Heather Cox Richardson pulling it all together in her Substack newsletter, publication called Letters from an American. I'm going to go through the timeline. We're going to discuss why this is so dangerous, that in fact, we may have been talking about Donald Trump's abuse of powers, undertaking actions that are clearly unconstitutional, like trying to just declare birthright citizenship, not a thing, even though the Constitution includes that. We've talked about all of this, but we have yet to actually face the administration openly flouting a court order. They're trying to say that they didn't. It is absolutely, in my opinion, unequivocally clear that they did, and they did so knowingly. And as a result, we have now crossed the line into full constitutional crisis. Yes, this is a coup. An elected president trying to place himself and any decision he makes above the law. 855-752-4842. That's 855-757-855. 752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment.